Can't hold them together. We two were given to emerge to deep down here and now. It was plain and quirky, as rooted in daylight as grass, bright with its own green sheen, and when we go, our going will not diminish it. And here on the planet, what news? A single scene. That 8-month child in Chile. Electricity up her vagina. The sergeant is flicking the button. He waits, flicking and flicking, to make the parents inform. But they cannot. They never heard those names. As well he knows. And again, that 8-month child in Chile, the vertiginous thought face. Almost the heart goes missing. Yet if I deny the slaughterhouse world, or if I deny the luminous presence, something goes numb at the core. But open to both is mayhem, nothing beside that child's, yet falling apart with static and origin, incommensurable jangling, what is and what is. Barely be mouth, mouth to loathing, thrills in the abattoir, mouth to jags of awkward, unprompted joy. Be mouth. And after that, and what about us? I do not know. If not for you, I would be homeless in my going through the world. It does not attach you, but I have no good person to lie down in, saving yourself and the persuasion to. If you hold to our jointure, I will be strengthened in the holding that I do. Your voice on my machine, and I'm totaled, I'm totally totaled again. So it's me, Ms. Plonk and Longing. Remember the wet, wet witch of the West? Oh, babe, do I ever. My heart's so full of you. But a click, and you stopped. Doxymoronic darling, little breaded klutzlet. Get back here yesterday. Gonna amorize you over 25 years. Got some full frontal loving to spare. Long distance love to spare from an ache with ears. Take me again, sweet of longing, sweet of lies, and take me again. Sweetheart, you gave me the gift of ecstatic belonging, which is a real live piece of shit. There you go, herring through Europe with that hemorrhoidal twit, while I sit here hot for heaven and reruns on flat earth and fucking impeccably up at what passes for a life. Belle, beautiful lady, cardiac angel, my Sistine Madonna, thanks a hairy cluster, may you rot in Buffalo. But was I in love with you, or with the image of your layabout love play by bed lamps magnified on the ceilings of literature? God, I said, I don't want literature, I just want you, and changed the ribbon. It is possible. You could be words in tomorrow. Colony homage, Ira Perennius, and you still yodeling back, no, no, let them eat my cake if they're empty, as your figurehead recedes into redshift anthology legends. Smelting head foundries of ozone gravity breakage, I ached in a space and heard, keep coming like something in flames, coming like nothing, coming like words are what a man could burn and burn in and for keeps. We swam into paradise easy. That was in the flesh. Now it's clobber and slop and drag the jubilee hunch through a busted language. You not here. Why else do I squat like a rainbow bruise in the night, arching in absence to you? It is for lust. And not just you. The world that lay in blitz and bits stood singlified to our ken. And if I let the damn thing go, that itch of a glory norm, how would I breathe in non-ecstatic time?